Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the RIP Tour podcast. I am your tour guide, Ash, and very special episode. We finally got some breadcrumbs. They released something to us. We got some information from Universal about this year's Halloween Horror Nights, but I can't talk about it on my own. We have a full house today. First up, Gary, what's going on?
Hello, I am very excited. I know we've only got basic announcements, but just that little change, it's like a change in the weather. As soon as you get that little thing, the hook thrown out at you, you're on the hook straight away, and it's officially Horror Night season now, and I am so excited.
It is. It's definitely Horror Night season. Like you said, we haven't got a crazy big announcement, but they gave us something. Liz, I know we've talked about this already, but how you doing? And then are you happy to get some piece of information?
Yeah, I'm doing great. And yeah, it feels good. It feels good to officially be in spooky season. You know, we go through speculation, rumors, but now it's officially announcement season. We got our first official news.
Yes. So exciting. Hopefully the next one won't take as long as last year's did, but we'll touch on that for sure. Jason, how's it going? Excited like these guys?
Very excited. Just want to say welcome to the official 2024 spooky season. We're finally made it. We're here. I can't wait.
Yes, all good vibes. And finally, somebody who wasn't planning on joining us today. We've got Tim. What's going on, bud?
What's up, man? I'm here so I don't get fined. That's what Gary said.
It would have been the funniest thing ever if he just didn't even acknowledge he was here. Tim just waiting for his opportunity to speak.
Never comes. Yeah, I'm here. Morning. And I am very excited for the start of haunt season. So let's go.
Yes. Very, very excited. So recording date today is Sunday, the 7th of April. We got this announced on Thursday, the 4th of April. So the back end of this week. Gary, you're from the UK, so please talk me through the little boo-boo from Florida Ticks the day before.
So it happens every single year, and I'm quite fortunate that I live in the future to you guys. So roundabout, you always hear whispers of when stuff's going to be sort of announced. So you normally get a rough week date. So every day for the past few days, I have been checking the UK sites. Not that I buy UK tickets, because I buy the frequent fear. But usually they do make the mistake of releasing the dates or something early. Last year, it wasn't the dates, it was the tickets that they dropped early before Universal dropped them. But this year, they were fortunate enough to drop the dates. So technically, we weren't doing anything wrong by posting them, because we're already out there online. And Universal didn't actually announce them until the next day. Was it the next day, wasn't it, that they announced them? Yeah, so technically, they were out there, but I just so happened to be getting ready for work, and I thought I'll just load up. And there they were, all the dates were posted, and not long after they were taken down. Very exciting.
Yeah, because I wonder if they were supposed to go on that Wednesday, because we don't really post spoilers unless it's out in the open, right? We always try and avoid that.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, we heard murmurs of it being on the Wednesday, and on the Tuesday, they kind of changed the five and dime around to maybe put potential preview merch out. So I wonder if it was supposed to be that Wednesday, but because Florida Ticks jumped the gun, they said, you know what, let's just pull it for today and we'll go tomorrow. But either way, we finally got it. So firstly, the little teaser trailer. I just want to talk about the little tagline that came with it, because I'm a big, big fan of this. We've had Never Go Alone, Don't Go Alone, Don't Not Never Go Alone, the past 3 years or so. But this one's pretty catchy. Fear cannot be contained. So let's have a little chat. I'm going to go backwards. Tim, do you like the tagline?
Okay, so I do like the tagline, but can this be misconstrued as something else? So
elaborate.
I don't think this icon is coming back, but we don't really know, because obviously if you look at that commercial or that little blip, there's just a door, right? With a light underneath, and you don't really know what's going on behind there. So is it fear behind the back, you know, the backside of that door? I don't know.
Who knows?
I'd be all for it, but I don't think that what this tagline is intended for, which would be a shame. So.
Yeah, yeah, and I love this stuff when it gives a little teaser and it gets the sleuths like Liz out there. We'll come to you in a moment. Jason, you like the little this year's little tagline? It's kind of, we've had that, you know, don't go alone, it seems, for like eternity now.
You've had that tagline since I've lived here. So I'm happy to see a change. I do like how it's got the entire community thinking about something different, some big, huge, you know, change possibly happening. And I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes. It's definitely very cool. I'm very happy with it.
Yeah. And you got the little teaser that came with it, little commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always good. It's always good. Liz, I know you sort of digged a little deeper, but if you can elaborate even more than what you went into on your bit, if you like.
Yeah, obviously, my brain immediately went to fear, the icon. And I don't know if it was just marketing thinking, hey, this is a really cool slogan, and not thinking through that the fans would jump to conclusions. Or maybe they know something we don't. Maybe we see a return of fear and he's escaped from the lantern and he can't be contained. That would be awesome. I mean, I'm with Tim. I don't think it's actually happening, but if so, I would be very pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, we can dream. We can dream. And Gary, do you think Return of Fear, icons, or is it just the generic sort of buzzword for like the Horror Nights?
So I actually missed them drop the video at the start because it couldn't have been a worse day for me to be busy at work. So I didn't actually see the video drop until I saw Liz's post on HHN Rumors. And I saw a tweet first. What was it, Liz? Something like, be careful what you say, or be careful something. I was like, hold on a minute. Yeah. So then I watched the video and I was like, oh, right, with the tagline. And I thought, is it really that in depth that they've thought of it? Or is it just, like you say, those words sound cool together and they've just slapped it together. Anything is better than, you know, repeating the don't, not ever, don't sometimes go alone phrase. Because we have had that for quite a while and we were getting quite comfortable with it. Every time that they were releasing that, you were just thinking, it's not really anything different happening here. But now we've got something totally different. And like Jason says, it's getting the community thinking and talking. And I think it's generated a little bit more buzz. So it can never be a bad thing, really, can it?
No, I agree. And like I alluded to before I passed it around, I love this phrase. Personally, we can all hope. I fear the word fear, I think it's just more of like a buzzword, right, that they would use in terms of the marketing. But I love it. And having that little commercial, I know a lot of people said, you know, when we had Jack's longer commercial, when it was sort of underneath like the streets of New York where the popcorn falls down and it's got all those doors that have got somebody behind. We had like Nell in there, didn't we? And things like that. So is that kind of alluding back to that? I don't think there's going to be an icon, but we'll see. We'll see. We can dream. So I just want to, I wanted to kind of mirror it to last year in terms of the sort of structure of how they did it last year. So last year we got the dates, events, single night price, and A Mask in the Horror, RIP. We got that on March 23rd of last year. So it's not a million miles away, right? It was April the 4th, wasn't it? So wasn't a million miles away from last year. And then can you remember around this time we had that 10-minute video talking about conspiracy theories and it was like a static for like 8 minutes of it. Remember that? So last year we had a bit more in-depth one. And that was, I actually went back on Universal's website and that was about 11-ish months ago. So Tim, you going to say something?
Yeah, I have a question. So when this was announced last year, what did you have? March 23rd, so off by a little over a week or so. Did they announce a house too?
We already had one announced already, but
okay, Chucky doesn't count.
No, so I'll actually stay with you, Tim, then. So we got our first official announcement. Let's just put Chucky on the back burner. We got Last of Us in June.
Okay, so we ended up getting Last of Us in June. It was the same thing as last year. It was just basically dates, RIP, and single night tickets.
And then the sort of teaser commercial type thing.
Okay.
So I'll just stay with you, Tim. So June, it was June last year where we got Last of Us, right? A bigger IP. Yeah. Are you looking for more continuous announcements now? Would you be happy until not getting that first May's announcement until May? June?
Well, listen, we all know how marketing has been for the last few years. So nothing at this point is going to shock me or surprise me anymore. I feel like another announcement's not going to come for like another month or two. I don't think it's going to be Fast and Furious right now. So we'll see what happens, but
yeah,
I'm not expecting much.
No, and we did an episode about, you know, how their announcements have been sort of coming out since like 26, didn't we? And we're kind of getting to this groove now where we have maybe an IP once a month and then everything in August where they used to do even originals on their own and scare zones on their own. So cool. All right, let's get into the event dates. Okay, so we have select nights from August the 30th to November the 3rd. A couple of people said, hey, it's definitely not the 3rd because Universal offered auditions that said it would end on the 2nd. We don't post false information, guys. It was the 3rd. Turned out to be the 3rd. Now, it says record-breaking 48 nights. Okay, it was also 48 nights last year. Okay, just because they added the extra 4 nights in November. We had 1st through the 4th last year as well. So technically, it is record-breaking, I guess, because it's 48 nights right off the bat, as opposed to 44 off the bat the year before. So let me just go to Gary. 4 months, technically, of Halloween Horror Nights. Is there too much of a good thing?
People are sort of like jumping the gun a bit with the August date, but it's August 30th, and the only reason it's starting then is because the following week is a week after the start of September. It's just the way the dates have fell. If the dates were, you know, shifted slightly, I don't think it would be saying an August date. It's not Mickey's Not So Scary where it starts in like April. I literally think the August date is just there because of the way, you know, the closest Friday to the start of September falls. Again, record breaking, I do agree with that because it's from the outset, from the start where we did get bonus nights. Who knows? We might get bonus nights again this year. They might extend it a week and it could be breaking again. I can't see them adding an extra week and going in another week in November, but who knows?
Okay, so you're saying they're going to basically do all, and they're going to continue this, so all of September, all of October, and just August, November, if the dates fall that way?
I think it's just the way that the calendars fell. Yeah. I don't think they're going to take days away from us ever again. It's got the positive trend of going more and more. But for example, you know, August 30th is the Friday. You know, if it was August 30th was the Tuesday, they would start it in September, if that makes sense.
I'm just curious.
Off the top of my head, but.
Yeah, and I'm actually, okay, so next year, August 2025, that sort of first Friday, which falls, is the 29th of August, which obviously if I'm betting right now, the event will probably start on that 29th of August, yeah. I would assume. Liz, I know you can't get enough Horror Nights, but are we going to end up getting to the territory where we're starting towards the beginning of August just because of the crowd levels?
Yeah, I think the other thing with placement is at the moment they're starting on Labor Day weekend. So I think it depends on where Labor Day sits. But even then, like Gary said, I don't think they're going to take dates away from us. So they're going to always start at the very beginning, at least, of September. And I could see it, depending on Labor Day or just trends, pushing to that last week of August and kind of starting a weekend earlier. Again, I don't think it's going to be like Mickey's Not So Scary and start August 1. But I do think in the future we could start even a weekend earlier and start the weekend before Labor Day. I don't see them necessarily pushing too far into November because those last November dates last year were pretty quiet. And it gets too close to holiday season. They have to turn the parks over for Christmas. So I can see the trend going earlier, but not so much later.
I was just
later.
About to butt in and say that it's a lot easier to go earlier than it is later because of the turnaround for Christmas in the parks.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a great point. And then I think people are over it. Well, not over it. It's probably the wrong word, but I'm just kind of ready to move on from Halloween. Same question, Jason, to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's like everyone's been saying, I think it just falls on the calendar for what we're seeing. I can't see it going earlier, like Mickey's Not So Scary. I do see maybe a week early. I mean, if you live here in the U.S., Halloween merchandise and props and everything starts in May or June for if you go to your local Walmart, Target, what have you, just see it everywhere. But I do agree 100%. I don't see it going later into November. You got the entire team members trying to get the parks ready to go for the holiday season. So that's my two cents on the fact for that.
Yeah, and I think Halloween's just getting big. I mean, it's always been big in the U.S. anyway, but it's getting big everywhere. So people want to get there. And then, Tim, I'm going to ask you a quick question just about this. So in terms of the day, so do you think, I mean, technically not extra days, because it's the same as last year, but people that have passes are going to go anyway. Do you think that's going to disperse crowds having extra days, or it's just going to be just as busy anyway?
It's going to be just as busy.
Yeah.
Honestly, it doesn't, like, I feel like, I'm in agreement with everybody. I don't think it's going to start early like Mickey's, you know, August 1st or whatever, you know, maybe a week or so, but just like everybody said, they're not going to take dates away. They'll add more. But I don't think we get to that August 1st. And I agree with Gary and everybody else, you know, the way the calendar falls, that's basically how they figure out the nights. I mean, you can't complain. We're getting 48 nights, and that's what we got last year, even though it wasn't announced at 48. It was announced at, what, 44? Is that what you said, right? You know, we got the extra days or whatever. But, you know, 48 nights, that's crazy. That's a lot of nights. So,
yeah.
And I wonder if in the future, when they want to add dates, if they'll just end up adding the Monday Tuesdays and figuring out a different way to cast people. So instead of just having the two casts that work every single night of the event, that maybe they start doing more like Mardi Gras, where they have rotating casts and they just add the Monday Tuesdays and start going every day of the week.
I would see that rather than spread the date out.
Yeah,
use the days that they're not using.
That idea was not even in my brain. You know, that just makes absolute sense. You know, if they end up doing just like a full week event as opposed to the Wednesday through Sunday, and you know, have about more that. Of a cast, yeah.
Be That's, crazy, wouldn't if it? You add, so if it came down to it where they're like, hey, we're just going to run this every single night, you know, starting from August 30th to November 3rd, you're adding at least, what, 16, 18 more nights because of the Monday, Tuesday?
Yep.
That's insane. Mm-hmm. So now you're talking almost 60 or over 60 nights.
And you know what?
Full months of HHN. Yeah. I'm pretty sure everybody would love that. And honestly, I still think it's going to be just as busy as if it was 48 nights.
Yeah.
I was going to say this. Just think of the vacationers coming out of town 1 week of horror, you know, Monday through Sunday. Just every single night, go would be really cool.
Well, they could restructure the frequent fear passes too, to have some passes that are literally just weeknights for the locals. It might help that problem too. I could just see them doing it in the future for sure.
Yeah, I bet.
A Monday to Friday pass.
Yeah, I bet that's going to happen. You know, I think they might do 1 year where they'll do Monday through like the whole week. Maybe do in October, right? And then eventually they'll get into September and it's going to be like every single day of both those months. So it's a good point, Liz. I didn't even think about that. But so we got 48 nights and this does equate, like we said, Wednesday through Sunday, every weekend of September and October, with the exception of opening weekend. That'll be the Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It does include the final. The 3rd of November is included, and just like last year, all event nights will run from 6:30 p.m. Until 2 a.m. So same as last year, every single night will be the same time. Now, this is such a glaring thing, the pricing this year. Usually, from year to year, there's a steady increase, right? Which is just natural, right? A steady increase. This is one of the biggest jumps I've seen for modern, more contemporary times, for sure. So, as usual, we'll start with the single night tickets. The multi-night tickets, including Rush of Fear, Frequent Fear, they'll come later in the summer, typically July. Just to put that into a bit of context, last year, we got the announcement, like we said, in March, right? And then we got the multi-night tickets July 13th. And it also, when we got that multi-night tickets, they also told us then we're having the extra 4 days in November. as well. Now, for single night tickets, they are going to start at $82.99. This is non-discounted ones. You can get Florida residents. I think they've stopped the annual pass discount, I believe.
There's still annual pass.
Okay, then perfect. So we're just talking about non-discounted pre-tax right now. It's $82.99 and it tops out at $122.99 for peak nights, which is Saturdays in October. Again, pre-tax. Last year was $79.99 and then it topped out at $117.99 for peak nights in October. So let me just, Tim, so just think of a peak night. You know, a lot of people work Monday through Friday. You know, you're going on a Saturday in October. You're paying $123 pre-tax without Express right now. So that's a big jump.
But it's not a huge jump from last year, though. If you look at it, so if you're going, what, this year it's $82.99 and then topping out at $122, when last year it was only $79 and topping out at $117. So you're talking, what, a $3 difference to a $5
difference?
Yeah,
the single nights are pretty similar. When we get into the extras, that's when the massive increase will come. Yeah,
correct. But, I mean, being local, if you're going to pay $123 for one night, you might as well wait for a pass. Depending on, you know, if you want to do the Rush of Fear or Frequent Fear or the Ultimate, you know, depending on, you know, how many nights you plan on going. But in my mind, if that's what you're going to pay anyway, you might as well just pay for some kind of pass so you get a few nights out of it.
Yeah, that's a great point in terms of getting the pass. Because it might be like, I don't know, what, $100 more for Rush of Fear maybe?
I guess it'll depend when we see like how much those are going to be.
Who knows?
Come out in, you know, July or whatever. So, but yeah, I mean, it depends. But I mean, even if it's $100, so if I'm already paying $122 and then I'm going to add another $100 where it guarantees me like more than 3, 4, 5 nights, I think that's a no brainer to me.
Yeah. And then Jason, so we're talking probably after tax, you're looking at maybe $140 and change maybe before, you know, I don't know, drinks, food, express, merch.
Yeah.
That's pretty expensive.
I mean, you look at it initially and you're like, oh, that's not too bad. But it's like everyone's saying, you know, once you add on everything else to it, that's when it gets a little scary. I look at it this way, you know, seeing a single night ticket, this might be for someone that's, you know, hasn't heard of Horror Nights and they're just out of town coming in. Let's just go for one night and see how it is and visit and check it out. So it's not shockingly crazy, but I'm sure we'll talk about it a little bit later of everything else.
Yeah, it all depends on those multi-nights. I've never complained once about the price. I mean, you get what you pay for, essentially, and we do the
exactly.
You're lying.
I don't mind.
Come on, we all complain about how much they got jacked up last year. Come on.
I cry a little bit.
Exactly. My wallet hurts.
I'm going to have to do that this year, though, with the Saturday on there. Now I've got a Monday through Friday now, but we'll see.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah. Liz, I know you had a sort of first-hand experience last year with your mom doing it, right? And, so kind of talk me through that and then how it would probably equate to what it will be this year.
So, yes, I took my mom for her first ever Halloween Horror Nights last year for a single night, and it was a blast, but it was expensive. So we went on a Thursday in late October and it ended up being over $300 for one night. Now we got the single night and the express for the single night, and it was over $300 for one night for her to go. So, I mean, we could not have done it without the express. So in that case, like trying to get my mom through the event, like the express was necessary. If you're someone that can sit through the lines and you have a group of people and you're going to have a blast, then I think $82 isn't that bad for a single night ticket at this point, like for how much you're getting. If you can actually see all 10 in one night, it's just a different question. But for 10 houses, I think $82 is okay. But yeah, you got to be ready to wait at that price point.
Yeah, and I think that was obviously Thursday would be classed, I guess, as off peak, I guess, right? In terms of...
Yes, yeah. So I assume it was on the... I mean, it was October, late October, so it's still getting into the higher price points, but it was on probably the lower side of what you could find.
Yeah, and we'll go over. We'll probably do like first-timers tips again because everything, you know, the event changes every year, so we'll probably do that towards the end of summer once things have been announced. But Gary, talk to me about those pricing.
I think looking at them, the way Tim broke it down, it's not as bad as it seems. I may regret this once the multi-night passes come out. But at the end of the day, we wait all year for this. We all work hard for it. It's the only time all five of us get to hang out together. So whatever the charge, I'll pay it. I would pay it before even knowing the houses, which is, you know, not yet. Not every single person would do that, you know. But I think as well, you've got to look at the bigger picture in Universal. I wouldn't say the bleeding money at the minute, but if you look at some of the park operations, I think they're trying to recoup as well some cost back. So if you notice, mainly Ash, when you visited the park not long ago, they had the back end closed off until 10. Ash has just disappeared. They had the park closed off, which I think they do till 10 is 80.
It opens later.
Yeah, and again, that's probably to save staff. And I there's been no reports like Epic has went over budget, but if you look at how cool Epic is, a project like that, you know, isn't just not going to stay on budget. So I think the price have went up on the single night tickets isn't terrible when you look at the grand scheme of things, especially when we're getting Epic next year. Like, that's just going to be awesome
for sure.
But the horse has disappeared.
Yeah, so we'll
just I think let's just pause yeah. for a second.
All right, sorry for that technical difficulty, but I am back. So my Roomba was downstairs doing its thing, and it sort of chewed the internet wire and pulled it out of the put out the wall. So I had no internet for a good 3-4 minutes there. So Gary finds that hilarious. So
it is hilarious.
Ash is complaining about ticket prices. Meanwhile, his robot vacuums downstairs.
Oh, see, I'm always passing judgment on people who have issues, and now it's me.
I think that's a RIP tour first.
I think it is.
I think it's a world
first. It's like my dog ate my homework sort of thing. You know, it's sort of...
Roomba ate my internet.
I sort of lost my train of thought a little bit, but... the last thing I heard was... you know, when you were saying you'll be wait all year for this, Gary, I think that's a massive point as well. Because I save up for this all year, right? So when it comes to like paying that $600-$700 for ticket, it's things a little less because I've sort of been saving up for that. I've set myself a little merchandise budget that I quadruple anyway. So
I was going to say a little.
Yeah. Starts little and then I extend it during the months. But yeah, so typically the same as last year. It's going to be generally Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays in September. They're the cheapest. They're the sort of off-peak, per se. And Fridays and Saturdays, you know, common sense, they're going to be well over $100 for those specific nights. Prices do vary. And sometimes the prices change as the season gets closer. So if you do want to make, if you're Florida resident or an annual pass holder, don't forget to take benefit of those as well. Do you know what's funny, right? Every time I feel that if I go to get a ticket, and this is just in general, it could be like the Grinch breakfast, whatever, right? I feel like every night I select, it's always the most expensive. Always. Without fail.
We'll come on to that in a second when we talk about unmasking.
That's the Ash tax.
It is. It has to be.
I just remember upsetting Ash when I told him it wasn't even in Grinchland last year.
Yeah, it was Confisco.
Booked breakfast and it's in Port of Entry.
Yeah, and I didn't even know, and I was going the next day. Circus McGurkus was great the year before, but it was Confisco, and it was like, it's whatever. But it's going to change now. Circus McGurkus is back. But anyway, back to Horror Night. Single Night Express. Now, this is a huge jump. So I'm just going to start at the last year's price, which is $109.99 pre-tax. Okay, this year we start at $129.99, so $130 pre-tax. And that's going to be for a couple of nights right at the beginning. And it goes from $129.99 to $239.99 against pre-tax. So you're talking over $250 there for an express pass. And if you're talking one of the more expensive, $123 for peak nights plus the express, call it $250. You're looking at about $400 per person per night there. So Gary, if you're adding the express on, which you may need to if you're doing a one night, You took $400 on a peak night. That's expensive for one night.
If I had one night in town, I would do it. But if I was there for like a week, it just makes sense to get the multi-night in my eyes. But again, if I only had one time to go, or for whatever reason I couldn't go multiple nights, I would still do it. It would hurt a little bit more to spend that much to only be able to get it one night, and then potentially, even with Express, depending on how busy it is, maybe not even still get all 10 houses done, the shows in the zones, and try the food. It's a lot to do now in one night, even with Express. So to pay that $400 and something, you've got to still prioritize what you want to do out of the event, in my eyes.
Yeah. Liz, same question.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I think, like Gary said, if you're motivated, if you have one specific night and you want to see all 10, this is the cost you have to pay these days. And I assume they are raising the prices on Express so much just because, I mean, Express has been selling out. People buy it. So at a certain point, they have to find a price point to price people out of it, because we can't have everyone at the event having Express. So I understand, but it is a lot to take in that you might spend $400 for one night, when how much do we pay for our annual passes to Universal? I mean, I think mine was $500 this past year to renew, and that's the 3-park pass. So when you think about it like that, it's hard to take in, but it's just the popularity of the event these days. It's packed and they have to manage the crowd somehow.
I do also think as well, and this isn't me hating on anything, I do think operations need to be perfect to be able to justify those prices, because some nights you go and the Express line's amazing. Sometimes you go and it's terrible. So I remember being with Ash waiting to get in the house, and we were at the where you merge, and they let so many regular line. And again, no hate or anything like that. It's just one like operational flaw. So it's like we waited so long before they even let us go. And like the standby line was moving so much faster than the Express line that we may as well have waited in standby. So I think they need to get that sort of optimization of the operations. If they're going to be putting the Express passes up and up and up, you can't have that fluctuation in quality. It has to be top notch every night, in my opinion.
Yeah. No, I agree. And like you said, it's not hating on people who are standing in the regular line. If we're playing premium, right? You know, you want to make sure, you know, we have priority, right? You know, in terms of if we're paying a premium for it. And then Tim, just in terms of this pricing, I think, you know, you talked about it a moment ago. This just, get it. It's different if you're there for a night, but those multi-night, this is where that's going to come in nicely if you're paying $400 for one ticket, one Express.
Absolutely. 100%. And I mentioned this yesterday, I think, to everybody. So at one point during this year, I will show you that you can do this without Express during a night. So I'm going to suck it up and not use my Express for one night. Yes, because I am getting Express.
Rather you than me. Thank you.
Yeah. But
Tim, not all heroes wear capes.
That's right. But I think it'll just be a fun evening to be able to like share like how you can go about this, because there are some, I would say some ways, you know, especially doing it for so long before I got Express, to bang out pretty much almost everything in one night without Express. You got to be willing to wait, and you got to be willing to show up early. So
that would be a good vlog though for people to see.
Yeah.
To say, you know, you don't have to spend
correct
this money to still have a good night, you know?
Right. I mean, it's nothing against the regular line and people not wanting to pay Express, because 100% get it. It is expensive as hell. But like Gary said, you know, all of us, this is, you know, the one thing where, you know, we don't mind spending the money on, because we do get to see each other, you know, more than, you know, one time or whatever. Even when Gary's gone after his 2 weeks, you know, we still get to see the, you know, the rest of the four of us, then we'll still see each other during the event as well. But I like, it sucks, because I don't even want to know how much Frequent Fear Plus Express, well, Frequent Fear Plus Express is going to be. I know Jason and Ash are probably going to go to the ultimate one, just because of their work schedules this year. So I don't like. I'm what, Jason? What did you pay last year for the Ultimate with Express?
It was over $1,000. It was over a thousand. Okay. Yeah, just over a thousand.
So, what do you think this year? Are you thinking it's going to be closer to like 1,100 or 1,200?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be. Yeah, probably like just 12. Over $1,100.
Yeah.
You think 12?
Oh. I think about 12. Max.
Yeah, which is wild because I had the Ultimate in 2021. No, 2021? Which HHN 30. The pandemic got me all messed up.
2021.
HHN 30. Yeah, I had the Ultimate and it was 777.
With Express.
Total.
With Express?
With Express.
That's it. Yeah. What a jump that is.
That's actually a nice little segue, actually, Jason. So if you're talking about one night in October with Express, just single night, you're looking at $400 after tax. So I think that $1,000 you spent last year is probably value for money, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you're thinking about it, if you're only going once, if you're local and you spend that much, you might as well just upgrade and get that next pass. I'm thinking about the out-of-towner couples that are just coming for a weekend. You know, tickets alone are well over $1,000 if you add on Express for a Friday, Saturday, even Sunday night included.
I have a question. So, Jason, you did most Saturdays or probably all Saturdays last year just because of your schedule and stuff. Did you find Saturdays compared to any other nights that you were there? Where is it busier or less busy now?
People are going to hate me because Saturdays were magical.
Yep.
It was not crowded. It was nice to walk around and just didn't seem as congested as, say, I would say Thursday nights were probably like the new Saturday for everybody. Everyone was coming in out of town, but Saturdays were just fantastic. I had a blast doing it.
That's fair.
That's a good point. 27, and Saturdays were like, I was like, where is everybody? Crazy.
I always wondered that. Yeah.
I was going to say, I think the thought process of everybody is that Saturdays are always going to be absolutely insane because Saturday nights for most people, it's not a work day, you know, Sunday, nobody's working on Sunday. So it's an ideal night for everybody to go there. Right. But I think now, go ahead, Liz.
And they've priced people out of Saturdays.
And then also it's just like, you know, now people are just like, okay, well, you know, everybody's going to go on Saturday, so I'm not going to go. And I think that's why Jason had probably the most fantastic Saturdays during last year's event. So.
Yeah. I think that's a good question. Cause I was always wondering that too, because you always think, like you said, Tim, Saturday is probably the most busiest day being, you know, everybody's off on a Saturday. You're off the next day as well. So it makes sense to go, but a lot of these passes we have, unless you get the Ultimate, don't include the Saturdays. So a lot of locals don't go on Saturdays. Plus your regular Joe Schmo is not going to pay an extra $230 for Express, right? So I think, yeah, Saturdays are probably the new early midweek.
Sundays used to be the best. Yeah. Like nobody would be there. It was so nice. And now Sundays are just as busy and packed. So.
I used to find Wednesdays used to be my golden day.
Which one, Gary?
Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesdays too, yeah.
Yeah, like Wednesday night was just quiet.
But we can't spread that secret, you know. Saturdays are magical. We need to stay magical.
Saturdays are packed, like...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, don't go.
Don't go on Saturday.
Lines everywhere.
Alrighty, we're on to extras. We'll start with the RIP tour. When I kind of alluded to earlier about the prices jumping exponentially, this is one of them. Let me just do last year's. An RIP tour, it started at $299.99, so $300 pre-tax, okay? This year, an RIP, it could be for you if you got one night, we're starting at $359.99, so $360 pre-tax per person, an increase of $60 per person from last year. I go the opposite way. Jason, that's a massive jump.
Yeah, no, definitely. And this is a non-private RIP tour. So you're going with a group of strangers that you don't know, and you're kind of just following your tour guide through their schedule that they've created for you. So I can see it. If you've got one night, you don't want to do Express, you just, I'm in, I'm out, let's do it. I could see this being worth for, you know, some people, but again, you're already spending that kind of money. Might as well just get a multi-night ticket or a frequent fear pass and just spread it out.
Yeah. So just think of 360 pre-tax. You're talking, you know, just shy of 400 plus. So I don't know, I think somebody's going to mention it. Probably you do need an admission to get in too.
Yep.
Right.
That too.
So, you know, if you go on a date in October, that's 130, probably 150 after tax. You're looking at about 550, I would assume, you know, to get in plus do your RIP tour. So is it worth it, Tim? It all depends on the scenario, I guess.
I think it really depends on the scenario. It blows my mind that you still need a separate entry to get in here. Hollywood does not do that. Am I correct? Yeah,
correct.
Right.
You are correct.
Like when you get your RIP, that is include. Like you walk in the park. It's included.
I didn't know that.
So,
it's cool.
Yeah. So to me, I mean, they're really banging out some money for RIP people. And especially if they're only doing, if they're, you know, just like you said, if they're here for one night and that's their night, which is fantastic. But now they're paying what? So $360 for the RIP tour on top of maybe what? Another hundred and something to get into it. So, and then tipping your guide at the end of the night. So now this is probably turned into $500, $600.
Don't forget food. Drinks. Yeah,
I mean, I'm not even including that, but I'm just talking about tickets to get in and RIP. You're talking like 600 by the time it's all said and done with, you know, by the end of your night after, you know, tip for your guide and stuff. So like to me, obviously if I can only do it one night and I can afford $600, that's the way I'm going. Real simple. I'm going to get through everything, but it is very, very expensive.
Liz, you want to go?
Yeah, I think the other thing is that's the cheapest price. I'm going to jump ahead from Ash here because the highest price that I found was $469.99 per person pre-tax.
Wow.
So you're figuring a peak night, which is $122 for your single night ticket plus $470.
Now you're talking upwards of $700 plus.
Ooh. Yes. So now, granted, that is a peak night. That's going to be the most popular Saturday in October. So will it be nice to have an RIP tour and have a guide that's just taking you through the entire event? You don't have to stress. You don't have to worry about where you're going. I can see it if you're not a pro at Universal. If you aren't familiar with the park, if you don't know where the houses are located and you want a no stress night, you just want someone to take you straight to the door of the house. You don't want to have to worry about learning strategy or if you'll hit all 10. If you want to see everything in one night, this is the way to do it, but it costs a premium.
Oh, you ain't kidding. Premium. That's crazy. But yeah, Gary, have you done an RIP tour before, Gary? And talk to me about those pricing.
No, I haven't done one. It would only be, if I wanted to do one, it would have to be a private one with a group that I knew. If I was going to spend that much money, it would have to be a maxed out group of people I knew. We did the unmasking tour a couple of years ago, Tim. You were there, and there was a guy who just like thought he knew everything, and he ruined the day.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
It wasn't Ash this time. That was just last year.
This time.
And this guy, from what I found as well, he's quite active in like the Horror Nights community. And he just ruined the day. He just was talking over the tour guide. He was trying to correct the tour guide, even though he was wrong when she said, you know, she was trying her best to like diffuse the situation. And I just thought to myself, I'm paying this money and I'm not enjoying it because I'm with somebody who I can't control being there. So since then we vowed to do unmasking with a full group. Because you want to do it with your friends, you want to have a good time, you want to be with like-minded people. I wouldn't want to pay, you know, $400 and something to do an RIP tour and be with somebody who just wants to absolutely get so drunk that they're just going to be loud, bashful, and ruin the night. Like, I'm not saying, like, that's a bad thing. If you want to do that at Horror Nights, that's totally fine. But I just, the type of person that likes to be with people who I know, because I know I'm going to have a good time.
And those Gary, I just want to say... That's happened to me. 100%. HHN 26 public RIP tour, one night, ruined the entire night because of two people in our group that I didn't know, and they just destroyed the event for us.
And again, you're paying that much money, and if you've only got one night, that's your one night ruined.
Right.
But for me, it's too much money for a gamble.
And those same people, Jason, were probably the ones holding up the entire group the whole time because they're waiting to get drinks.
100%.
Yep.
Yeah, it's always a gamble. Like, you know, we're going to touch on it. We've booked our unmasking. We've got a team of us full for the tour. So very excited to that. We're going to go over that in just a moment. Just to kind of finish off the RIP tour, you know, keep in mind, we just mentioned that you have to have a separate event admission. So make sure you have an active for that night, whether it's a frequent fee or just a single night ticket. And like Liz said, $469.99 pre-tax is the max for an RIP tour. It could even get more expensive, you know, closer to the event it goes, depending on how well they're selling. And of course, this is for a mixed group. If you do want that private tour, the price start around $3,500 for about a group of 10, not 100% sure if that's the actual number, but they don't really advertise this up front. It's more of a call-in universal to get the numbers and figures and who'll be in your group, etc. But this could be a good one. And, you know, if it's a group of 10, you know, and let's just say it's $3,500 cheapest price, you know, $350 a person, you know.
So here's the thing. Could you not just call up and see, can I have 10 tickets to the public one? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
You'll not get the custom schedule, but you'd still be with 10 people.
10 people you know.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
And this is something, I mean, we are... yeah, Liz, you can do that, all right? You can give Universal a call, see how much they are. I'm joking.
Liz has a homework assignment.
Tim can do it. RIP tour, you know, something I've never done. I'm messing, Tim. Nobody has to call. But RIP tour, something I've never done. I've done a masking. I've done character dining. I've, you know, single night ticket. I've done, you know, multi night ticket. But RIP tour, I don't know. I just like to go at my own pace. I've got Express anyway, so I'll just do it on my own here. Now, unmasking, I'm going to go over the kind of ins and outs of it, and then Gary, you're going to pick up and kind of talk about, in fact, actually you can talk about hours. You've got the information, right? Not necessarily dates, how much it costs and etc.
Yeah, I'll dig the email up. I'm glad everybody's sitting down for the price. Find the mail. So we do have the six house tour booked. It doesn't actually say a price on the email. I might have to check the photo that Jason sent.
It was 2,000.
It was, 2,400. That was the total for 12 people. And then we've got Jason on as 13th, which we are hoping that. So they said 12 is the maximum, but Jason's booked the same date and time, hoping that the tour guide will let him come on, fingers crossed. We've got 12 people in the tour. We did have a good time last time with 12 people because, you know everybody. Do you know how different the prices are from last year, Ash? I can't remember what we paid last year.
Yeah, so it was about $200 a person this time around, but after tax, I think it was about $213, was it, a person? That was right.
Total was $212.99.
There we go. Yeah, $213 a person after tax. Last year's price, it started at $119.99 for three house, and then $169.99 for the six house tour. So if you $170, probably call it $182 or something after tax. So it's not that much of a big jump.
To me, the value you get on that tour is really, really good, to be honest.
Yeah. Yep.
So does that mean the three house actually went down?
Yeah. So three house last year started at $119, and this year it's, you know what? You know what, Liz? So let me just go through this and I'll get to the three. So we got a surprise date. Yeah. We're gonna talk about that in a second. It actually start the three house actually starts August the 11th this year. So the three house are gonna be from August the 11th to August 25th. Plus they'll also have it the morning of the 30th. And then the regular three house and six house tour start on August the 31st. The price range is from $100 to $160 for the three house, and then the $180 to $209 for the six house tour. And then the six house do tend to sell out. Reason being, there's only one of these daily, obviously, because it takes the whole duration of the morning. It is a long day, so do prepare accordingly. If there is a night you're not going to be at Horror Nights that night, maybe do it that morning because it is going to be a lot of walking. Now, Gary, I'm going to start with you. The 11th of August, what a strange sort of, talk to me about that. That's, you know, just shy of 3 weeks before the event even starts.
Yeah, I've got a few thoughts on this. First thought is, if it's starting this early before the event, I don't think there'll be an IP on this tour. Just because of how early it is. You're not going to get a contract for a big IP for a Horror Nights house that you can show 3 weeks early with the lights on without any of the effects running. So I think this is just going to be probably because it hasn't been announced, the Universal Monsters. And then I think we'll get two more originals on the tour as well. Now, another thought, I am hoping that before the event starts, it's no photos. Because Fear and Beer, I talked with them about it, and it's not one of those things you can just scroll past and not see. If you're going to do an unmasking tour, you're going to post the photos, and to post them, you know, two weeks before the event starts, it's just going to be a huge spoiler for people who can't get there for opening night, or even on opening night, it's going to be spoiled for you straight away. So definitely hope it's no photos, or I hope people at least don't post the photos, and I really can't see it having an IP on this tour either.
Yeah, Liz?
Yeah, I completely agree. I have a huge fear of scrolling Twitter those 2 weeks because it's the 2 weeks before the event, right? So we're all on Twitter or Instagram. We're all excited. We're trying to have that community aspect of everyone getting pumped for the event and then trying to scroll past house spoilers. That would really bum me out if I ended up seeing house pictures 2 weeks before. Now, I have some friends who are more on the scaredy cat side where I could see them wanting to go through some houses with the lights on before they see it. So I can see the appeal. Or if by chance your vacation is in August and you're not someone who normally goes to Halloween Horror Nights and maybe you kind of want to see what it's about getting to do this tour. But like Gary said, I really hope that they don't allow photos because I just don't want to get spoiled. And I completely agree. I don't think it's going to be an IP. I think these are going to be three originals. And specifically the date of the Six House tour, I think it confirms that because the Six House doesn't start until after opening night. So, yeah.
Which is also weird because they normally put at least one IP on the three house tour to make people want to pay for the two different tours.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what's funny, Gary, because obviously you normally come towards mid to late September. You always avoid Twitter for like 2-3 weeks. You have to avoid it for 6 weeks now.
I'm going to have to send carrier pigeons and stuff.
And then, Jason, same thoughts with you guys about the early unmasking start.
100%. No, you know, I'm really hoping no photos going through it. Obviously agree. No IPs, I would assume, would be on that tour. I have a rule personally. I won't go on an unmasking tour till I actually go to the event because I want to see the show elements first. I want to walk through it with my own two eyes and then learn about the house afterwards and then go back through the house again after doing the tour and seeing everything and what I've learned. But again, another thing with Liz, if you have kids or scaredy cats that want to know what they're getting into before checking out the event, I think that's a great opportunity. But you also do have some, you know, diehard fans that live and breathe Halloween Horror Nights 300 65 days a year, and they're just ready to go. And I hope the community understands, you know, people want to wait, and just to keep your photos, your thoughts, and everything to yourselves when you're going on that tour.
Yeah, I'll go over my thoughts in a moment. But Tim, let me ask you, right? Let's just say Scream gets announced, right? It's on that Three House tour starting on August the 11th. Does that make you want to go?
I mean, yeah, I'll be there in a second then. but I am in agreement with everybody. Like, I think this is awesome that they're starting this early, but no photo should be allowed at all whatsoever from any of these houses before the event actually starts, because you're going to ruin it. So...
yeah.
Keep that in mind, whoever's doing these tours beforehand. And even if they tell you no pictures, don't take pictures and post them, please.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can probably think of five people who's probably going to be doing it on the 11th. So, and then maybe have like a shock thumbnail on YouTube about it. So, but I'm in complete agreement. I mean, again, if you are listening and you are going to that Three House, I'm not knocking anybody if that's the way you want to do it. For me personally, it's just so redundant just to see that prior to the event. I love spotting things myself, and I don't want somebody taking me through a maze I've never been through yet, saying, well, that's the bungee scare, that's a mirror scare, somebody's going to come through that. Like, it just is completely redundant to me. I know when we went through Blood Moon last year, they said, oh, this is Herschel's head from Walking Dead that one year. This is Ash Williams from Ash versus Evil Dead. I would have never picked that up, right? And I don't want to know that stuff before I go into it first, right? So I'm the same way. No pictures, please. There are people who don't listen to no pictures in no videos.
To me, it would make more sense to keep the tours going after the event finishes than before. I think that would work way better than before, but who knows what the reason.
Yeah, especially those sprungs. They don't need to pull them down immediately. You know, they're not too much goes on some of the sound stages they use anymore anyway. So, you know, there's not a real need to just kind of rip them down right away anyway. But yeah, we're just excited. We've got our six house booked, so that's going to be fun. Just excited now to see what comes on it. And finally, preview merch. It sort of split. It split the community right in half. Jason, you're going to have to tell your hat story in a minute, please, because that was hilarious. So last year, preview merch, we got the See You in the Fog.
Yeah, bully.
we'll get to it. It wasn't just me, but, you know, we'll get to it. Last year we got the See You in the Fog. We got the hat, the mug, the candle, the magnet. Could be missing something else as well. But that preview merch is just sort of like, hey, to kick off announcement season, wasn't sold at the event. And I can imagine this being these sort of same things. So we got our first event. It was very bright, very bold orange. It was sort of late 80s kind of punk, early 90s vibes. And it doesn't always tie to the theme. I don't think this one will too much. But let me say it is tied to the event. Let me go backwards. And actually, you can walk us through that story, Jason, as well. So do you like any of the preview merch? Any you're looking to pick up? Or
Well, I'd just like to say that, you know, I was sent on assignment to record some footage for our lovely social media page, and
you did a wonderful job.
We have thank you, I appreciate it. I also received a certain text message from a certain individual on the show that said, I need a shirt, you know what I want, I need that shirt. So went and go and picked that shirt up, and I was like, oh, this hat's actually pretty cool too, because in my opinion, you know, I'm not sold on the shirt. Bright orange is just not my ginger color. And if it was black, I probably would have picked it up. But I saw the hat and it was black and the logo looked really cool. So I sent the photo to the group chat of the hat and I was completely torn apart about me purchasing said hat. Like, I've never felt so hurt in my entire life, to the point where I got on the Hogwarts Express to go cross to Islands of Adventure, and I went to go take footage of the other boutique store, and there was a lovely team member inside, and I went ahead and returned said hat after purchasing it 20 minutes prior, saying, peer pressure, Can I return this year? And I sat there for about 20 minutes waiting for a manager to come approve said return, because apparently if you purchase anything over $25, it needs approval from Universal. So everyone's looking at me, dropping a hat on the counter, waiting for a return. But
it took
longer to return
the hat than he owned it.
Yeah, it did. So, just want to let everyone know, peer pressure is real. I was bullied.
When you got to the counter, did you throw the hat on and be like, "My friends hate me, so I have to return this"?
I'm like, you should see the messages I'm getting right now. I don't feel safe. I need to return this hat, please. I'm like, well, sir, I have to get approval first. I'm like, just do it, please.
I'm laughing that much. I'm sweating. Oh, man. So, yeah.
It was better for me because I was asleep.
Yeah.
I woke up the next day. I was just dying.
Oh, my gosh. Tim, wow. Talk to me. Talk to me about that preview merch.
So, the design is fine. I'm okay with the design. But that bright neon orange shirt has to go. I don't know, and I agree with you, Ash. I don't think this is necessarily part of the theming for HHN this year. But, you're the one that wanted that shirt. Why did you want that shirt so badly? Like, the design is cool, but, I think if it was on a black shirt, it'd be 100 times better.
So, you know what? I was on an RN all day about it, and then Jason said he was going. I'm like, is that a sign? Should I ask him to pick it up for me? And it's just different, right? I'm probably not going to wear it outside. I'll probably wear it around the house.
Okay, so I'm going to stop you right there. Why would you even buy this shirt then if you're not even going to wear it outside anywhere? You're just going to wear it around home.
I don't want to be seen in public.
So what are you going to do? Are you public with it?
Wait. Are you just going to be sitting on your couch, lounging, watching your Roomba? I mean, what?
So here's the thing with me, right? I have huge FOMO, fear of missing out, right? So I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, if this gets sold out, I'm never going to own that t-shirt. I need that t-shirt. You want to see my wardrobe? I've got every single Horror Nights t-shirt from every single year I've been. Some don't fit now, obviously, but I just thought it's different too. And it's like, it's not just a generic black t-shirt with the print on the middle. It's albeit not, you know, bright neon orange, but it's different. And I do like the thing is good too. Yes, Liz, sorry, you go ahead.
Liz.
I just had the realization, Ash, you wear the orange shirt. Tim, you've got the neon shoes. We'll never miss you.
That's why I bought it, just to
find you in a scare zone.
Everyone listening to the show right now, we should take a vote. Should Ash wear the bright orange shirt opening night of Halloween Horror Nights 24?
We're going to have the 6:45 from Detroit trying to land in
my bright orange shoes too.
Yeah,
my bright orange,
my own pair.
Boosts.
Get some bright green shorts while you're at it.
Yeah, I'll get some. It'd be a bright pink shorts.
Be a pumpkin too.
Make sure you have a skateboard.
Liz, did you buy the preview merch?
No, I did not. I'm agreeing with everyone else. The orange is just way too much for me. The logo's fine, but I actually really am okay with the other logo, the logo that was on the back, like the sign that they had that a few people tweeted. I think Mike Aiello tweeted it. I don't know if that's the official logo for 24, but I liked that one.
You're talking about just the spiral one, right? Like the circular, and it just said the...
Yeah, the very punk...
I'm just going to touch on that before you go further. The 24, yeah. The number, that throws me off. I don't know.
Instead of 33. Yeah.
Like, I understand what it is. Like, it's the year, but why isn't like 33 in there?
Didn't they change that after COVID when the years got messed up?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think they're doing it because the general public don't follow what number it is. Like, obviously we know it's HHN 33. We talk all the time about it, but the general public's probably like 33. What does that mean? So I'm assuming they're doing it just because people will understand the year and us fans are just going to have to deal with it.
And they can share merch between Hollywood as well.
Exactly.
Hollywood do the year as well. So.
And it gets confusing as well because, you know, when you went into like, let's just say you went to Dragons last year, right? Dueling Dragons, and you know, the Palace Theatre, it had HHN 23 on it. And people are like, oh, they've got the numbers mixed up. It's 32, but it's not. It's 2023. It's the year. So it's just getting super confusing. But Gary, did you like the merch? Did you get Jason to go pick you up one as well?
Well, nobody thought to reach out to the Brit over here asking if hey, Gary, do you want any merch? But I...
Why? Because you always yell at us and say, hey, can you pick me this up?
hey, Gary, do you want any merch? I'll go get you an orange bright shirt.
I'll go get you
right
a hat.
I know. I'll get you a hat.
The hat's nice. I don't really like the shirt, but me and Ash are literally cut from the same cloth, to the point where we've never had a neon orange Horror Nights shirt before, so I want a neon orange Horror Nights shirt because we've never had one. And again, it's not a shirt I want to wear. I want it. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Like when Ash was explaining it, I was just like, that's exactly me. But
yeah,
I don't know.
See, how many black tees do you own? How many black tees have you got with just the logo on it?
Well, I counted not just before I came last year, and I've got something like 39 Horror Nights shirts that are all black. But
yep.
Like, what if we never get a neon orange shirt again? I want to be that guy that says, I've got the neon orange shirt.
Yeah, but are you going to wear it?
No.
Yeah. You can wear it for gardening, that's it.
I've still got other shirts that I've still got the tags on from Horror Nights.
Same. Absolutely same.
You too.
So, I have a question for Gary and Ash, since they're in love with the neon orange shirt there.
Just saying, they say British. They're British,
that they're never going to wear it. Are you going to put it in a frame and put it on your wall with your collection there that you have in the back? Nope. This is going to go in the closet?
Yep.
I've got a specific Horror Nights t-shirt drawer where all of the t-shirts are all like, I bought one of those like things that you fold t-shirts with that they use in like stores. So every single Horror Night t-shirt I own is like perfectly folded.
So Ash has a Roomba that's doing his vacuuming and you have a t-shirt folder.
Privileged.
That's how we roll.
Privileged over here. You know what I need to do? I need to either count or take like a photo of all the shirts I've got. So I usually pick up the house tee and then the event tee from every year since like Halloween Horror Nights 13. Plus, obviously, others along the way. So I'm just curious. But anybody else? Jason, you want to talk more about your hat? Or anybody else got anything extra for the preview merch?
Not for preview merch, but we have merch.
What a nice segue, Gary. Take it away.
Fantastic.
I slid straight in there. we have just dropped our new 2024 logo. Very excited for this one. We do actually, it's the first year we have two variants of the same logo. Ashley, one of our awesome designers, made this sick sort of neon Vegas 3D sign, which just looks absolutely amazing. Liz might be able to pop it up here on the YouTubes. But yeah, it's really cool. So we're going to be, it's released now on our merch store, so you can buy it in a t-shirt form, you can buy two different kinds of hat and I believe a sticker, but we also, what else is cool is we have a lights out version, so it's the same neon sign but with all the lights out, and that is going to be our limited edition pin this year. So if you're new to the show, every year we give out pins buttons in the park. But we also have a rare limited edition one, which we have like limited quantities of. And we tweet out a password every single night. We are at Horror Nights. And if you tell us the password in person, you get one of the rare pins. So they're pretty cool. I think I've got one of the rare ones from years gone. So if you're watching on YouTube, we've got like, these were the white ones, but the normal ones were black. So... it's a pretty cool thing to do to give back to the listeners who support us every day. Again, yeah, go, if you want to rep the show, go buy some merch.
Yeah,
shout out to Ashley as well. Doing it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, shout out. It was
everyone's feedback. Loving this design. Yeah.
Well, that is announcement. First one of the year polished off. Hopefully we get a house soon. Hopefully not June, like The Last of Us was. But anything else to add? Anything we may have missed from this sort of opening announcement? I'll take silence as a no. Jason, have you ever done Where Can People Find Us? If you haven't, you are now.
Oh boy. I mean, I've done it before, but I'll do it again. well, let's see here. You can find us on our socials. So that'd be Twitter, Instagram, at RIP Tour Podcast. We also do have a TikTok and a Discord channel. You know, come and join us. We'll talk about Halloween Horror Nights, movies, you name it. We talk about it all.
Good job. Good job. 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10, Jason. I'm pleased. But that's it.
My biggest critic.
Yeah. 9 out of 10 is good. It's a good score. but that is going to be it for this episode. You know, I didn't think we could squeeze an episode this long out of what we got, but there we go. Hopefully we'll be back soon.
The Roomba and the hat story and the Roomba saved it for sure. So
Yeah, it did. But no, it was just fun. It was just fun talking about everything, getting everybody's views and feelings on it. Hopefully we'll be back pretty soon for not just announcements, but more episodes in general. But this is kind of it now. We're kicking off announcement season. You know, the event will be here as soon as we know it. But thank you for listening. If you are on YouTube and you've enjoyed it, just make sure you like, subscribe. Same for the podcast. If you're on the podcast, you can leave comments now. You can even on Spotify as well. Gary, you can ask questions about each episode now, right? You can put like,
Yeah, I just tend to put a generic comment question on, but you can reply anything you want.
Yeah.
We've used some of them in the past to discuss in future episodes. So podcasting is quite a bit of a one-way stream if you're not watching on the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
But if you do listen on Spotify, you can now leave comments as well. But again, if you're watching on YouTube, definitely drop a comment down below and one of us will respond and have some chats and stuff like that. We are trying to get all these episodes out now as a video and audio. Now we've got more editors on the show. Shout out to Liz for doing the video. But yeah, we're almost at 500 subscribers already, and I think we've only put like 3 episodes up, so that's awesome. So thank you to everyone who subscribed.
And you actually just give me and you just give me something else to talk about. 3500 we've just crossed on Twitter too, which for us, you know, it's a big thing. You know, we like to do things the right way. We don't kind of fish for followers, and we do think, you know, we put out things that we don't spoil things. We put out things that we know to be true or out in the open. So yeah, 3,500 is very, very nice. Little achievement to cross for us as well, but we're going to leave that here.
Yeah. I think if we hit 4,000 before Horror Nights, we should do another awesome giveaway.
Yeah. I've got some things here actually as well.
Sounds fair.
Absolutely.
And bear in mind, one of our prizes was a signed poster from James Keaton, aka Jack the Clown.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Whatever it is, it'll be good. We'll figure something out. But cool. Thanks for listening, as always. And from all of us, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.